This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I like Christmas movies, especially the older classics like It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, Christmas in Connecticut, and the more recent classics like Home Alone or The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I personally like some of the comedies that come out during Christmas. It's a way of relieving some of the stress and tension we feel during this season. Well, maybe a book about the meaning of Christmas works better for you. I like both. Those are just two things that can help us get into the right spirit or mood for Christmas. That's because what we listen to, watch, and read can affect our emotions and consequently our behavior. I read where psychologists have found that the very act of smiling, even when you don't feel like smiling, can produce many of the same physiological results as a genuine smile. Psychologists at the University of California in San Francisco discovered that faking a smile produces the same changes in brain activity and heart rate as the real thing. These physical changes produce a sense of well-being. Smiling can also put you in a better mood because it brings positive responses from others. Now, I'm not saying we should be fakes, pretending to be something before God and others that we are not, but I am saying one of the best ways to prepare for the celebration of Jesus Christ and His coming to us is to choose the things that will affect our emotions, affect us, in positive ways, ways that are appropriate for the reception of Jesus Christ. If I'm controlled by the frustration and stress and fatigue brought on by the world's agenda during this season, then I will not be prepared to celebrate Jesus Christ. So what can we do? I'm just going to do one thing. This Christmas, I'm going to choose an emotion. I'm going to choose to feel the wonder of Christmas over the apathy of Christmas. The feeling of apathy says, Christmas can come and go, and I really don't care. I'm tired of it. I'll be glad when the whole darn thing is over. That's apathy. It doesn't care about Christmas. But that's because we've let the wrong Christmas rule. I am apathetic about the world's Christmas, too. It's materialistic, self-focused, and human-initiated. The real Christmas is, on the other hand, spiritually driven, others focus, and God initiated. We see the wonder of Christmas in the gospel accounts of Jesus' birth. Take Luke, for example. In Luke chapter 2, he paints a picture of a baby being born, angels filling the heavens, and shepherds kneeling in stunned amazement, listening to a heavenly chorus. Talk about wonder. In Luke 2:8, he says, "And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds." I have a time with our children during the worship service on Sunday mornings. I asked what they were looking forward to this Christmas. One 3-year-old girl said, "I'm looking forward to getting the presents." Well, instead of calling them presents, she was calling them presidents. I love seeing the wonder in her eyes. She was so excited. We often see that in a child. So look for that. Maybe it will come to you through a child, or maybe in a moment you never anticipated. Years ago, I took my daughter to the monastery during the Christmas season. No, it was not a form of punishment. She was already grown. Her mother had died only a few short years before. And Christmases are difficult for all of us who have experienced loss, especially the loss of loved ones. Well, I frequent a Cistercian monastery. It's the Abbey of Gethsemane, not far from where I live in Kentucky. And so I took my daughter with me that Christmas to worship with the monks just for a couple of hours. Nothing spectacular happened, only that as we were leaving, one of the monks saw my daughter and for some reason stepped toward her and said in a kind, loving, compassionate voice, "Merry Christmas." And I'm not sure what happened, but suddenly, well, it was Christmas for my daughter, and then for me too. We once again experienced the wonder of Christmas, even though Christmas was not something new for us. You can always choose your emotions, I know that, but you can be open to the emotions, that is, open to the possibility of good feelings that Christ often brings to us who are searching for Him. You see, we had to put ourselves in that place, that monastery, where we were at least available. You can allow yourself to be open to the wonder of Christmas, the surprise of Christ breaking into your life. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking